Okay, welcome all of you to our house. Many of you have never been here before, and we are happy to see so many eager faces. Who of course came to hear from Maharaj. I think you're also curious how devotees live here. And we live like that. A lot of wood, a lot of clay, a lot of colors. So I hope you like it here, and you know, hope we have enough to drink for you, and maybe later also something to eat. And yeah, and I'm really happy, we're both really happy that so many devotees came. I think we never had so many devotees in our place. So if you can bless us, so that we benefit a little bit on our path to Krishna consciousness, then we would be very grateful. So, please enjoy.
Aribo! Aribo!
Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Ja, ich möchte auch besonders Dankeschön an Guru Maharaj, dass Sie sich Zeit, dass Sie sich Zeit genommen haben jetzt in dieser Woche. Ja,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. I remember I once gave a seminar in Goloka Dham, and Nandimukhi was there. And I was aware that Nandimukhi was thinking that it might be best for her to enter the Grihastha Ashram. She had told me. Earlier. So I was there chanting. People who had attended the seminar had gone down to take prasadam, and I was happy to have half an hour for myself to chant. And at that time, very briefly, Vajendra Kumar looked into the room. I think he was looking for someone. And I looked, and all of a sudden, in the heart, it became, there was a signal which I believe comes either from the subconscious mind or the super soul. And I believe the super soul does speak to us through the subconscious mind. At least there was a signal, why don't you tell Vajendra or Nandimukhi, I do not remember which one of the two, that maybe they would like to get to know each other and then later decide how they would, you know, whatever would come out of that getting to know each other. I think I shouldn't speak about it, or it's not my duty, nor is it my ability, capability to do so. So later they spoke with each other, and you can see children came, a house came, many things came out of that speaking with each other. I'm just now, after so many years, for the first time, in one of the things which came out of talking to each other, this very beautiful house, it is very... And did you know Vajendra Kumar, without knowing really, building, he said he had maybe done one IKR, shelf, not bookshelf, but without knowing how to build, created this amazing house with wood and clay, and Nandimukhi provided the colors. It was really very nice for me, almost a deja vu meeting of thinking of that little inspiration which I had during the japa, that maybe they should speak to each other. I told this. I did not know that anything. That I did not think about what would come out of this. But very nice, and I'm very grateful that you have invited me, and I can look at the wood and the clay walls and all of you. Nandi Mukhi suggested that we have a little disciple meeting, because I think she knew that when disciples meet, they somehow a mood of confidential exchange is created. It's a little bit more personal. Then Gaurahari and others asked, can so-and-so come? Can so-and-so come? Can so-and-so come? And I thought, because that yes, anyone who would like to come in addition to my disciples is also welcome, because the subjects we talk about might be inspiring also in your own relationship to your personal spiritual masters. The very nice animals you have here. They are like devotees. This cat now, she sees many guests are there. And
our Shyam.
And wants to know everything. She goes out and from time to time returns. Welcome. No, you move freely. This seat is a little bit too hot for her. So I suggest we sing a little kirtan, and then I will explain a little something, and you can ask questions, and like this we can celebrate, be together, and so on. Nice little children have also come. Maybe we can sing what we sing in the evening of Jamashtami, the Lila Katha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hai Bo
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
One more time please
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama.
Time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Da Jai Jai Radhe Jai Desha Jai Desi Vrindavan Da Jai Desha Jai Desha Jai Desi Vrindavan Da Jai Re Shri Vrindavan Da Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Parat, Sila Prabhu Parat. Jaya Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Jaya Prabhu Parat. Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shaji Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Quite in the beginning of his work, Bhakti Sandarbha, the scripture on bhakti, Jiva Goswami distinguishes between two kinds of devotees and two kinds of needs. Each one of these devotees has one very distinct need, and it is different from the other needs. The one devotee needs to be convinced about Krishna consciousness. He needs to know what is called tattva, or the philosophical conclusions that help him to become, for instance, convinced he is not the body, he is a soul. And the second type of devotee, he doesn't really need to be convinced. What he needs is nourishment. Nourishment in his relationship with Krishna, nourishment in his spiritual life. It's like food for the soul, you could say. So these are two different kinds of needs, and usually they appear one after the other. When you come to Krishna consciousness, you need to be convinced. And when you want to stay in Krishna consciousness, you need to be nourished. I think it is clear to you, isn't it? That is, I don't need to speak about this. You need to have maybe also experiences. Experiences nourish you. And I want today talk about nourishment, not as Krishna Katha, that nourishes the soul, but I want to talk about the path of experience, spiritual or Krishna conscious experience which nourish you. I had such an experience, quite a dramatic one, when I gave a retreat, japa retreat, on one of the beautiful Croatian islands. I forgot if it was Hua or Brač. There's an island called Brač. Surprisingly, it might be Brač. I just don't know. Or was it Ish? It was one of these islands. Anyways, we had done three and a half days of a retreat, and we wanted to give those who were on the retreat a little, let us say, an adventure time or activity time, you could say. So we took a ship, I remember, it was a beautiful ship, and we drove by the coast, and then we anchored in a laguna. And we took a small boat and brought all the retreat participants on the shore. I think the boat needed to go something like 9 times to bring everyone over. And then we walked for quite some time. It was 1.5 hours up to a monastery and closed up. It was no longer in occupation, there were no monks there, but it had been there since the 11th century, a beautiful monastery which also gave education for the children nearby. That might be interesting for Nandi Mukhi. In old times, the monks would teach the new children. So we had a little tour through the monastery, And then the people who took care of the monastery, they noticed me. I was dressed in traditional clothes. And they said, are you a priest? And I said, yes, I'm a priest, Hindu priest. Oh, that is good. Because we have a chapel here, eine Kirche, and you could give a talk to all your participants in that chapel if you want. It's nice, it's shady, and it's cool. Cool in the sense of temperature. I have to say, because we have some young people with us. So I remember I went to the pulpit, the Predigerkanzlei, and faced all the retreat participants, and I talked about the life and the teachings of Haridas Thakur. And during this talk, I had a strange feeling of, I have done such things before. I have stood on a pulpit, Council. I have stood on a council and gave religious talks to people who listened with interest. It was a strange sense of, you know this word déjà vu, no? You remember something which lies in the past. And I remember it, but this was only the beginning for and much more for the experience I want to share with you, so that you know what I'm talking about. So we did this lecture, and then we wanted to chant, and I felt, well, this is a Christian monastery, and if we do now japa here, let us respect the tradition and let me do it outside. Somehow I felt like this. I don't know why, but I felt like this. So I went outside. There was a very nice Pinienwald, you know, a forest with nice pine trees. And we sat down, and I gave one of the sessions of the japa retreat. It went okay, as far as I can say. We had a sharing with everyone what they had experienced during the exercise. And then it was prasadam time. We had all brought our lunch packets with us individually, and they went to another area to take their prasadam. And I did not feel like eating at that time. I wanted to continue chanting, because I felt something was coming to me at this place. I felt you are here for a purpose. There will be something, like it will become clear after some time why you have been here. So I chant, and in chanting there is, for some people, an interesting phenomena. As their consciousness detaches from the ordinary day-to-day consciousness, where they see things with their eyes, hear things with their ears, and mostly think about the things with their mind, you know, the different thoughts which concern their present life, you dislodge from it, you disengage from it, and you don't, and now you, there are two possibilities. You could either go into a realm of devotional chanting and with certain feelings of connectedness to Krishna, or you can stay in this in-between state. It is not the normal day-to-day consciousness, but it is not yet a spiritual consciousness. It's an in-between state, no? It is, in psychology, you would say, a liminal space. So I was in that space, it feels a little bit like dreaming, although you are awake. I think you have all been in, we all have been in such states when all of a sudden in the night we dream something, but we know, we observe our dreams. We know it's a dream. Anyway, so I was in this state and all of a sudden I saw something. I saw myself dressed in a black monk's clothes. It was the clothes not just of a normal monk, it was a priest. I could see by the, you know, by the cordel, they say, by the string which holds it together, the garment together, white garment. And I was not walking, I was running through a monastery. I was not peaceful, I was not chanting any Christian prayer. I was in absolute terror because I had been in the cellar of the monastery and I had been engaged in practices which were not very religious and Christian, but practices by which I wanted to find out about different realities. I will not go into the detail of these practices because you would be shocked if you would hear it, and it is not necessary for what I want to explain. So I had made a terrible experience. I had seen the one whose name should not be mentioned. I think Ananya Bhakti knows who that is. I had been, and I was now running to get away from this experience. I was running, and I was terrified. And I said, sorry, my Lord, why am I so curious? I'm always so curious. And I do things because I'm so curious that I regret later. My Lord, if you would come and appear to me, I would become a good devotee. And then I heard a voice. See, I'm seeing all this. I heard a voice. I will not come to you in this life. I will come in the next life to you. And I will come in a form which you will not suspect. Don't overlook me. I will come as my name to you. Still remember that. I will come in a form which you will not immediately recognize, but don't overlook it. Don't, also, übersehe das nicht. Ne? Take notice of it. I will come in the form of my holy name to you. And then, if you take the holy name, you will come to me. I'm sharing this with you because it was a genuine spiritual experience. I had seen myself in a previous life. I was already on a religious path. I had made a mistake because of my curiosity. Those who know me closer know I'm a very curious person, very interested in many things, and now mostly now I'm now exclusively in Krishna consciousness, but there also I have to know everything. So due to that curiosity which was there in the previous life, I made a mistake. And I heard a voice, I will come to you as the holy name. And I do remember very much the first time I saw the holy name or met the holy name, I recognized it immediately. I knew this is my chance, and this is how the Lord comes to me in this life. And therefore, although at that time I didn't remember anything about past lives, anything about the dream which I, or the realization which I've shared with you, I knew intuitively, that means from a deeper place, that this is something I should take serious. I was still going to school at that time and being extremely bored with the school. And I met at that time, I saw a TV show where I saw devotees chanting, and immediately I know this is your path. You have to find the people here in Germany who chant. And I took to this, and I became very, very, very busy in missionary activities in the first part of my life. But then, when I was already 25 years practicing Krishna consciousness, I did not feel I had really changed my heart very much. And then I took up the chanting in all seriousness. I did many things. If you are interested at another time, I could share with you something which would establish a firm relationship with the Lord, who had promised me he would come in this world to me, in this life to me as the Holy Name, and deliver me from material existence. So this was an experience, my dear devotees. And when I became tired of my missionary activities, just running around giving lecture after lecture, program after program, some of you I've met during this time, and so on, and I saw an inner void, I was finally ready to take to the chanting in seriousness and made wonderful experiences. I feel the Holy Name has guided me all this while, and I trust Him completely to bring me to whatever next stages are there for me. I'm speaking of experience, and I'm talking to all of you because I think my message to you, which is most relevant at this moment for you, is that you don't need more philosophy, you don't need more concepts, you don't need more subtleties of different Gaudiya perspectives on various spiritual subjects. What you need more than anything is to be nourished by an experience, because it is the experience that ultimately convinces us to do the next step. It's the experiences which help us to surrender a bit more than we are now able to surrender. It's the experience which will teach you all you need to know. This is my conviction, and I wanted to give you a few experiences from my side to help you understand what I mean with this. No? When you see something like this on an island under a pine tree, that you recognize a scene which you immediately can emotionally bond with, you know. Not just seeing something, ah, how interesting, woo-hoo. It's something, yeah, that's me. You can immediately bond with this, and you hear some instructions, and then you come, and then in the next, in the life which you lead, you have experiences which are confirming this. That is an experience, and you can't forget it. You are always, you know you are eternal, you know there are many lives, you know Krishna can appear to you in any form in which he likes. There's an interesting passage in the Bhagavatam which speaks on experience. It's about Vidura. Vidura has approached his guru Maitreya Muni and has asked many, many questions to him. and received amazing answers. His question, the question which he asked was, for instance, how does this pure soul become involved in ignorance? That is the typical ISKCON question. How did I get here? No? From where did I fall? Vidura asked that question also. How did the does the pure soul become engaged in a in this ignorance where we forget we are soul and we identify totally with things which are not pertaining to our nature? We live the drama of another life, and yet another life, and another life. How does this happen? And then the next question is, why do we suffer although we hear the Lord is with us in our heart? How is it possible that there is suffering although Krishna is right there in the heart? I mean, if God is with me so close, not in the church, not in the spiritual world, not far away, right there in my heart, why do I suffer? He had asked this question, and Maitreya Muni gave him answers which convinced him so that all Vidura's philosophical questions were solved. But then Vidura says, my dear Guru Maharaj, I have understood your answers, but Maya is very strong. I don't think I will now, with all these wonderful answers, be out of Maya. Can you relate to this? You know so much, but sometimes we are so forgetful and we are so identified with temporary positions. I know here in this community, devotees started to quarrel about birth, disease, old age, and death. Or should I say, birth, old age, death, and disease. You know, we become so involved in this. I think it is like this. I think it is like that. We are very, very. It's very easy to get overwhelmed by the material energy, and come back from the spiritual level into relative material positions. So, Vidura said, I have all the answers, but I have no realization. I have no experience. And then he says a very important sentence. He says, that's why I'm so unhappy. And he says, who is happy in this world? The fool? Who doesn't know anything? Let's drink some alcohol and eat some pizza. And look at the TV and afterwards go into the clubs and feel very happy with it. This type of person is happy, and the liberated person who is totally a transcendental self-realized. But all those who are neither fools nor liberated people suffer the pangs of material existence, although they know so much philosophy and all the answers. So Vidura says, Guru Maharaj, Maitreya Muni, this is a deep problem. I know the answer, but they don't help me because Maya is also there and is very strong. How can I make realization? And then Maitreya Muni gives an answer which you will feel is very unexpected. First of all, are you with the discussion? Do you understand the problem? What Yamuna? It's 100% Bhakta Priya, 100% there. Good. So it's something which I think we should now get on the edge of. I will apply it. All the problems, all the things that happen. Madhusudan. If this, if you can learn this, you are good, you know, you are. So, Maitreya Muni says, Yat sevaya yasanagdanaha. He says, by service to the spiritual master, one develops transcendental ecstasies, you know, realizations, in the Lord's service in various relationships and dispels all material distress. Let me translate this now into Goloka Dhammi English. If you do service to Krishna, under able guidance, the Sanskrit word is anugatya, under guidance, no? Then, my dear devotees, you will develop such realizations in your relationship with Krishna that will give you transcendental ecstasy, an experience which is so much higher than anything which the world can give. You will have a peace or a happiness that is so much higher than the world can give you, and also it is so much higher than anything the world can take away from you. You have really this deep realization. By service under the spiritual master, or you could also say anugatya. Some translate this with subordination or taking guidance. No? Service, my dear devotees, will bring you on the level of spiritual experience. I personally do remember this. When Srila Prabhupada came to Germany, we had one big castle, I think. Who of you has seen the castle? Schloss Rettershof? No nostalgic people here. You have seen. Have you been there as a devotee also?
Also, ich war jetzt da während der.
Ja. Lassen die einen rein?
Ja, das ist ein Hotel.
Ja, ja, ja. Toll. So there, Narayani will know this castle. It's an old castle, which. And I remember we were painting the castle all day and all night. We didn't have a Gaurahari with us who knows painting. We all did it by ourselves, and we made terrible mistakes, Gaurahari. I still remember, but yes. Eventually, everything was done, but then we needed to clean. We had the where the color had dropped on the sandstone and so on. And I remember I got a big chunk. I somehow felt I'm a good cleaner, which I don't know from where they got this, but I had to have a knife, I had sandpaper to dust it off completely, because we wanted Prabhupada to have an experience of a German castle and not of a Villa Kunterbund, you know. So yes, I cleaned for many days, and I did it with the idea of giving pleasure to Krishna. To Prabhupada. I remember I knew Prabhupada will go these stairs, the main entrance. He will stand. He's also very curious. He will touch the sandstone. He will feel the texture. He will look around, and he will say, "Acha," you know, acknowledging the castle. So then, finally, Prabhupada came, and he took the side entrance, not the main entrance. Yeah, which I had cleaned. But I had been so happy in cleaning this for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, that I got a happiness which the world cannot give you and also not take away. It was all right for me. Yes, silence. That's a very good entrance as well. And because I'm a very, you know, Germans are a little fruitive, you know, they want to see results. But it was gone, this fruitive desire. And I became convinced, yeah, why am I so ecstatic? I had to clean 3 days and three nights. I don't like cleaning normally. My mother always said when it was my turn to clean, I was always done. I always found another way. I didn't want to clean. I had developed something in the service which was much higher than the results of the service. Throughout my lives, my dear devotees, I have tried to serve Prabhupada. I have done sometimes austerities in his service, for instance, on book distribution. Nandi Mukhi can tell you, book distribution was not always easy. I remember for you it was sometimes difficult also. Berlin, it's so cold, and everyone is moody because it's so cold, doesn't want to take a book. Done all these hard services of the past. In fact, from the very beginning, I had to learn to take a cold shower. I was not accustomed to this. Two devotees had to hold me because I was so sensitive and young, and you know, only 16, 17 years old. Boy, and cold water. I had never done this before in my life. Cold water, no. Once a week, a bath and a hot tub for 1 hour. That was enough for cleanliness. So. But now every day cold water. And the devotee said, why don't you do it for Prabhupada? And I did it as a service, and I, from the very beginning, could tolerate the austerities of living. My dear devotees, when you get out of your mind and you do service which is not dependent on your concepts, not on your likes and dislikes, but you just surrender to service. See for yourself what waits for you on the other side of your mind. I think the real life starts there, because you will make an experience which gives you enough nourishment to go and even tolerate austerities. If you do this for someone you like, a devotee who is more advanced than you, you will definitely get this experience. Once Prabhupada was asked, do you know when we, your disciples, pray to you, even if you are far away? The question could be also phrased, do you know when we do service for you, even when you are far away? And Prabhupada answered this question. He said, regarding your question, are the spiritual master and the grand spiritual master consciously aware of the prayers of a sincere devotee who prays in love to them? No? Is your attention still with me? Should I repeat it? Yes, it's always good. Yeah. So, whoever has said yes now, that means you can increase your intensity in listening. There's still room. Regarding your questions, are the spiritual master and the grand spiritual master consciously aware of the prayers of a sincere devotee who prays in love to them? The answer is that no conscious prayers go in vain. As a general principle, when you pray with your consciousness focused on the words, you are really there. It will not go in vain. It's nicht umsonst. They are transmitted, these prayers, positively. But one thing you must know, that any prayer you offer to your spiritual master and superior spiritual master, all of them are conveyed to Krishna. So no sincere prayers go in vain. We shall always offer such prayers to the spiritual master, superior spiritual master, Vaishnava Acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, and at the end Radha Krishna. That is the system. So when you pray, my dear devotees, Krishna is hearing your prayer. When you serve Krishna, who is all present, is seeing your service, and he transmits it to the heart of the spiritual master. The spiritual master knows that this person is now serving. He is serving. He is praying. It is because of Krishna. He is there. In the old times, when you wanted to make a phone call to America, you would phone a place in Germany, and then there was a telephone dame, mostly a lady, and she would say, "Okay, I will take this line," and she would unplug you from Germany, and then she would plug you into an American line. You have seen in films. You have seen. So this telephone centrale, So Krishna is like this. When a prayer is consciously said, then he who is in the heart puts the lines together. This goes to the spiritual master, this goes to Krishna, and then it's transmitted, as Prabhupada said, positively. He has such a good, an amazing way of using the English language to transmit his ideas and his concepts. So yes, you can pray to Rupa Goswami, and Krishna will make the connection, and Rupa Goswami will hear. Pray to Sanatana Goswami. Once you pray consciously, when is breathing different from prana, where you take in life force and not just air? This is something which is not, I will tell you. When you breathe very consciously in, you breathe in life force. When you just breathe like we normally do without being conscious, you just breathe in breath or air. Would you like to try it? Just sit. We can do a few conscious breaths. The first is breathe out really a lot. You can breathe in again and once again. So now even if you have social distances, it won't help you now. Now breathe out again. And then breathe in consciously. We have fresh air. Whenever you inhale, you should stay with your consciousness from the beginning to the end with that inhalation. Oh, some of you are still very distracted. It's very simple. Breathe in and know that you're breathing. When you bring your mind to this, after some time, you won't feel what you feel at the moment, a little awkward or strange. This is not a guru disciple meeting, it's breathing. You will forget all this. might feel by now that the length of your breath is increasing. You're lengthening your breath. Thank you very much. That is good enough for now. Have you seen, as you bring your consciousness to your breath, it develops a different quality. You will actually, by such type of breathing, be able to bring a lot of life into your cells in your body. Now the same thing does happen when you bring your consciousness to your prayers. They become very dynamic, they become very alive, and a contact is being made. Krishna, as the super soul in the heart, makes a puts you in the right line, so to say. And that is one of the miracles of the guru-disciple relationship, that it is a relationship that can go on even in physical absence. It requires just a certain consciousness, a certain awareness of it. To help my disciples, I have put on a broadcast, a podcast called Above the Clouds. It's pure Krishna conscious Bhagavatam philosophy and also some insights and so on. And I know that some disciples are listening to this also, and they, yes, I've just started it. I'm trying to become more expert, but you might like to check it out. Because it will help you to be more conscious of the relationship, and then it could maybe also help you to render service to Krishna, which gives you a relationship with Krishna and an experience. When Vidura heard the answer of Maitreya Muni, how he could transform his theoretical understanding into an experience, he was stunned. He said maybe something like, "Wow!" Something unexpected, some new information which had come to him. I can only say, if this is done consciously, miracles can happen. I've also seen in my own case, when I feel, for instance, totally frustrated by a festival, then I switch into the serving mood, and I try to serve just all the Vaishnavas and Krishna, and here, there, and everywhere in service. Maybe some of you have seen, there are devotees who just during the festival, they are always serving. Many devotees know this. And it immediately gives you another perspective, another essence. And I want to say, I really feel we need that experience more than another lecture. And this is a little bit like this. Let me just see. Many more subjects. But I like also, I have discovered also this idea of conscious prayer. Because conscious prayers are always heard. Conscious discussions amongst devotees are always heard. Some of you may like Rumi, they may have read things, and I want to speak to you in the language of Rumi. All those precious talks that you and me had have found their way in the heart of God. And one day these talks will be returned to us like whispering rain that will help you and me to grow again. Beautiful, what? No? Rhymes even. You know, all these prayers which you say have been heard. They have been heard by Krishna. And one day they will come down to you as rain, I would say here, spiritual experience that helps you and me to rise from the dust, to rise from being and from the just condition by Maya, and rise and grow so that we can touch eternity, that we can touch Krishna again and at his beautiful lotus feet. I think this is a very nice subject. How to make an experience if you wish to do, the first thing is you must be, oh, look at the moment, I'm a little bit thirsty, so let me pour some water, a glass of water. Oops, I had it in the wrong direction, sorry. I can't take the wrong side. You know, I have to. It was purposeful, absichtlich. No? It's all right. Oh, wow, the whole fire brigade. I don't. We are in a Feuerwehr kommt hier. Danke, das tut mir was sehr leid. I have to put the open side up, then I can get my water into it. No. So many of us, my dear devotees, we spoke about this morning with a few devotees over there. Many of us are closed, you know. Therefore, nothing new can come in. When you're open to Krishna, he might sometimes even close a door for you. Oh, you would see, I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. But whenever Krishna closes one door, he will open three other beautiful doors for you, where you can go through. So, openness is the first. Not being afraid, not lamenting about the past. Being open for the ongoing miracle of Krishna's mercy. This will be very good. We have to wait a little bit. Yeah, so that tomorrow I will give more lectures about spiritual how to bring about a spiritual experience. I know some of you won't be able to come because you have other responsibilities that need to be attended to. I know, and it's good that you lead such a responsible life. If you wish, you can order them in the tape ministry. I think it is very, very useful. I wish you a lot of spiritual experiences, my dear devotees. I wish that you can be in your heart fresh and new and inspired and positive and open your heart, open yourself up for this. Hare Krishna. I have come to the end. I hope it was inspiring. Sometimes one doesn't know, but I tried to put my thumb on something which may be helpful for you. Do you have here in this beautiful house? It is really a house made for spiritual. So good. You, there is a question with Gaura. Yes.
You were mentioning
Yeah.
One of the answers to this experience was to please to speak to your master, or sir, to speak to your master.
Yeah.
I was remembering sometimes a disciple of Prabhupada would ask Prabhupada what would please you the most. And I was wondering, as being in a disciple meeting, what would please you the most from the Guru Karamis?
That you're happy, really, really only that, that you're happy in Krishna consciousness. There's nothing which is more on my heart than that. Now, when are we happy? Usually when we are in our purpose, no? And when we have the feeling we can spiritually grow. There are three types of happiness. One is on the sensual level, where we see through, you know, where we experience the world through our senses. And then there is another happiness which is on the level of the mind, is that when you have the feeling you are in your purpose. I do something which make, which has meaning. No? It's meaningful to my life, it's meaningful to the life of others. Yes, it's my dharma. Dharma, you know the spirit, of course. And then there is another happiness, and that is the deepest happiness. It's when you grow, when you spiritually grow, advance in relationship with Krishna. Each pleasure, the pleasure of the senses, is there, and the senses, we mean anything. Also, looking at a good movie, seeing, wow, my God, Steven Spielberg, KJ, you know, and so on. It is still on this platform of senses, effects, so on. But then you come higher, my purpose, I'm doing something which is purposeful. That pleasure is double as high. But then when you do something for your, where you feel, I'm actually a spiritual grown guy. Today, the devotee came and she said to me, it's still very new to me, but the last year, something happened in my spiritual life. I'm really very, very grateful, and I'm just very, I don't want to lose it, I want to hold it. And at least we spoke about this, how to hold the spiritual, these experiences. And when you're spiritually growing, and you know my journey, which I started so many years ago, is going on. And how that shown satisfaction. And in the absence of it, we may sometimes go to the sensual platform where we just, and I mean here, entertainment, we might entertain ourselves. We don't usually go to our purpose from there. I would think this is good, and for this I think you should all meditate about the purpose of your life, how you can contribute, and then a spiritual growth, you know, what you can. I would really love here many devotees here might have taken at least initiation from me formally, so there is this connection, at least officially. And I'm talking at the moment with our Vishwadev, how I can do more service where I will bring people to this project, because that's what I know. I've always been a preacher who interests people and so on, and I would be very happy. I think we have a good project. The community is very nice because you are natural. It's natural that you are real people. You are at the level where you are, each one is on their level, but they are kind. They don't make politics, except sometimes when there's a little chili in the mind. But that's not the normal function of anyone here. And you are a little natural. You are not. One doesn't have to be afraid of you. overly fermented. That is from who people. Therefore, I think we could. I'm just exploring the subject matter carefully, because I have a lot of other services, and some of them I might have to drop if I involve myself. For you, this great effort. I'm also thinking of Yamuna with her astrological gifts and skills. If we want to do an outreach, good outreach program, we will need to present yoga, vastu, astrology to the interested people. Very important that there should be the variety. I think this would be very, very, very nice. And if you can see connection with it. I was yesterday so happy. There was a group of devotees. My God, I want to tell you about them. They are thinking about your last minutes in this world. They want to make a Kultur, wie sagt das? Da nochmal das Wort, das schöne Wort? Kultursensible Sterbebegabung. Wow! You know, when you, that is the most important test in the life. And I have a surprise. Maybe I will not get prasadam for this information. But every one of us will die. Very heavy to hear this, you know, but it is sure. And so therefore, they are thinking about this, to give assistance and help, like, you know, also on a professional level, medical level, as much as possible. And, I asked everyone to tell me why they had think of such a subject, and we had very amazing answers yesterday. Very dedicated group of devotees, and I thought, wow, this is maybe if it doesn't go like this, then I go to Vrindavan, and the last minute I say, put me down in the dust of Vrindavan, I want to die. Maybe it's not so ideal in my case. Then it was nice to know plan B. That was plan B for this. So it would be nice if you could, after all, you are all devotees, we chant the same mantras most of the time. Therefore, I think it would be nice if you can see, if you can offer something, contribute something to this new dimension of the project. Because I think you all will agree with me. Goloka Dham is so nice when there are people, but when it's cold, no one is there. Too much service is there for everyone. And then someone thinks he should be vaccinated, and someone thinks, no, not vaccination. And there is a quarrel, then everything becomes difficult. But if they are nice people, if they are doing what we are supposed to do as devotees, devotees with the people, having uplifting, having insights in each other's life, then we feel so happy and so nice, so attractive. You can see our worker ways, people there at parties go and they like the attractive atmosphere. Do you know that Balarami was a worker away? He was in Australia working away. Yeah, and then the devotees in Australia told her, when you come to Germany, you must here is the address of the place where he often comes to, because I was always traveling, so no one knew how to reach me because I don't have a mobile telephone. And so then they gave her that temple. And soon we talked about surrendering the life to Krishna. Mm-hmm. So yeah, yes, nice opportunities. So that is in brief my answer. I want that you are happy, that my disciples are happy, because then they will automatically grow in their spiritual life. It is much easier. Okay, sometimes we are sad, this is unavoidable, but it shouldn't be too long. A little bit. Sometimes here and there it's unavoidable, but they should be happy, they should be spiritually inspired, and from that spiritual inspiration and happiness, they will automatically offer their talent to Krishna and Madanmal's service. But if they are not happy, if they are not spiritually inspired, the service will be for them a dutiful torture. It's something which you do out of duty, but not out of because you like to do service. It's so easy to preach to happy devotees. Ooh, so difficult to preach to unhappy devotees. Almost impossible. Fine. Any other devotee has a question? Ananga Manjari.
Thank you very much. This room is voice.
Yeah.
I was thinking about experience and experience. That they are growing, they have to go through experience to learn something. Mm-hmm. Also in our life, vaccinally, mm-hmm. we have to work through. I was just wondering if, because we all want to experience more and more, that we can more and more grow. Because this is something which is coming, at least my experience is this coming, when it's really honesty in the heart and the prayer which is coming consciously, like this emotion. We often push this experience, so it's at all good to
push it, to make it happen.
To make it happen.
Yeah. It happens automatically when you're open. When you're closed, nothing new can come in. Just see, that's why many devotees make most of their experiences when they are young, still open. So curious, so willing to make experiences. And after some time, sometimes we think we can stop at that stage, stay at that. But it doesn't have to be like this. For instance, you can break yourself open by going on pilgrimage to Vrindavan. Look at our Narayani. Narayani went to Vrindavan. You should have seen her. She, all the Babaji's and sadhus paid their obeisances to Narayani. She was so absolutely inspired. Maybe I'm saying it a little bit poetically, but they saw her and she had raised two children. She had had a very busy life, maybe sometimes a little distracted even from one perspective, maybe. But then by going on pilgrimage, that's a traditional way. That's why in all major spiritual movements and religions, there are places of pilgrimage where you hear from the sadhu, where the environment begins to talk, where you sometimes also getting out of your comfort zone, you know, because everything is so different. You can make experiences happen, but the main thing is always to be open. I think many of you will forget the subjects, but I think you will not forget the cup. No, because it was something new for you to see this. Be open. Otherwise, nothing can come. Stay open. Stay curious. What happens is, in Krishna consciousness, we come to a level, we have our opinions, we have our habits of thinking, in the same way, and then we can't, we always go in the same, you can even explain it with brain science, and the neuro circuits, you go through the same circuits which have been made the same. Man sagt dazu Neuropfade oder irgend so, ach, ich kann, vergesst das immer. Aber ihr wisst schon, ich lese doch solche Bücher. Und ja, Hare Krishna, welcome. We are not so bad. You can stay with us. And there are various for instance, you could start also, if you want to open yourself, you can start a very nice lecture series of Indradumna Maharaj. Oh, so wonderful about Vrindavan. You will be nourished so much. Now he's talking about the Govindadev Mandir. We are talking, Gokrishna and myself, we have to listen to this. We are now episode 5, have we finished? 6. We are now starting or... starting at the end. Yeah, because and just hearing and getting new inspirations so on will so much increase your eagerness for Krishna consciousness. Stay open. Don't go like this. And tomorrow more items will come. Tomorrow I will talk about it. It's a little bit, you know, I want to talk about it from the scriptures, nice verses and so on, not just so fast. The next thing is have a willingness to serve. When you have a willingness to serve, usually you come out of the egocentric life. With egocentric life, I don't mean something bad. I don't want to use this in a polemic way. Ego means the sense of identity. This at this moment, Narayani, you are a woman of more, I think you must be around 50 now, and you have brought your children into the life. They have a wonderful life. They're very nice children. They're not at home any longer. You have now decided to make more time for your spiritual life and so on. This is all centered around you. This is all right. This is good. This is necessary. And each one of us has a life with certain people, certain interests, certain activities, certain thoughts which come again. This is called an ego-based life. When you do service, you just step out of it and you just think, okay, what can I do now? And at first it's a little uncomfortable because you're in an unknown space now. You have entered the waiting room of God when you do to service. Do you know waiting rooms of the doctor? You stay there, you wait until he comes out. Yes, Mrs. Narayani, please come in. You know, this is the waiting room, no? So when you do service, you enter the waiting room of God. It's a little... But when you deserve it, you need them. They're called the Hare Krishnas. Ooh, if you would not meet them in your ordinary life, you would maybe not even talk to many of them from your own social circle. You're totally out. And you think, okay, what is now good to do? But go to this place as often as possible. Then you will feel very comfortable with it. Very comfortable. Seva is so nice because we leave the egocentric life, we go into another life, and we then develop other relationships. A relationship to Krishna. Do your service consciously for His pleasure. Very nice. Yeah, good. I think time is there.